What do you do when you hear a whisper? When you hear a whisper, what you do is you lean in more closely and you listen more intently. A whisper is something that's private and personal and intimate. A whisper is something that's not yet ready to be shouted. You remember the Beatles song, Listen, do you want to hear a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Oh, closer, let me whisper in your ear. I'm in love with you. That's what a whisper is. Something in your ear, something quiet and personal. Well, what we learn in the Bible is that God usually speaks in a whisper. God doesn't usually shout at us. Sometimes we wish He would. When we want an answer to prayer, we wish that God would shout it out to us so we could hear it or write it across the sky in big letters so we knew just what God was telling us. But ordinarily, God speaks to us in a whisper. Think of the prophet Elijah, who went up on the mountain to talk to God. And while he was up on the mountain, there was a great earthquake, and there was a great fire, and there was a great wind. And God was not in the earthquake, or the fire, or the wind. God was in a still, small voice that Elijah heard. God speaks in a whisper. Or think of Joseph when he was struggling with this decision about whether he should marry his fiancée or tell her to go away in quietly. And when he was sleeping, an angel came to him in a dream and said, Joseph, don't be afraid to marry her, for the son she will have will be holy. God speaks in a whisper. Even Moses, we think of as shouting the word of God. Moses went up on the mountain and God spoke to Moses in a whisper, and it was when Moses came down the mountain with the commandments that he began to shout. But God speaks to us in a whisper. In today's gospel, Jesus says, what I tell you in the dark, say in the light, and what you hear whispered, shouted from the rooftops. So not only does God speak in a whisper, but Jesus speaks in a whisper too. In the gospel stories, we see that Jesus begins his ministry by gathering the 12 disciples around him, and he teaches them in a small group as he goes through the villages and the towns of Galilee. He shows them how to heal. He teaches them the Lord's Prayer. He spends time with them. He speaks in parables. And parables, when you think about it, they're difficult to understand. They're a little bit obscure. You have to lean in. You have to listen closely. Parables are like a whisper. They go through the small towns and villages of the countryside, and Jesus speaks to people one-on-one or in small groups. He doesn't start his ministry by preaching at the temple in Jerusalem, but he starts in obscurity. And there's a reason that Jesus does that. If Jesus had started in the glare of the lights in Jerusalem, the authorities would have shut him down right away, because speaking the good news of the kingdom is dangerous. It threatens those who are in power. So if Jesus had started in Jerusalem, he would never have gotten anywhere. He had to go to the quiet places, to obscure places, and whisper the good news. There's another reason that he starts his ministry by whispering too. And that is that any genuinely new thing has to come from a place of quietness, a place of silence, a place of reflection. A new movement is fragile and vulnerable. A new movement needs to be protected in its infancy, just like a baby is protected in the womb. When you think about it, any new thing comes about the same way. The words, "I love you," are spoken in the darkness long before the couple comes to the altar and says their vows in front of the whole congregation. You know, a scientist labors in the lab for months and years sometimes before she can bring the results out and publish them in a journal. An artist spends an incredible amount of time at the easel in the studio before he can come to the artist reception at the art gallery. It takes time in quiet to make a new thing. A teenager toils over her homework in her bedroom night after night long before she steps to the podium to become the valedictorian. It's a fact that the quiet inner work has to be done before we can bring things out in public. We have to hear the whisper before we can make the shout. So Jesus has to form his disciples in quiet, in obscurity, away from the crucible of Jerusalem and the spotlight. And Jesus has to speak in a whisper before the disciples can shout it out. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light, and what you hear whispered, shout from the rooftops. This is a passage about evangelism. After the resurrection, the disciples remembered what Jesus had said, and they went out and they shouted the good news to the whole world, and it began to spread through the entire world. I think a lot of us are reluctant to shout the good news from the rooftops. We're afraid. We're a little worried. We're unprepared. And I wonder if we're reluctant to shout the good news of Jesus because we haven't spent time listening to the whisper. Spent time in quiet listening to the whisper of God. We haven't leaned in and listened carefully yet. Listen. Do you want to hear a secret? The secret is that God loves you. And when you know that in your heart and you believe it in the depths of your soul, then it's not hard to shout it from the rooftops. Amen. Okay.